This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. It was standing room only at a memorial service yesterday for Hirsch Goldberg Polin, a 23-year-old Israeli-American killed in Gaza. Family members held a memorial service for Goldberg Polin at a synagogue in suburban Skokie. He survived for 11 months after being kidnapped by Hamas. He is one of six hostages Israeli officials say were murdered. His cousin Kenneth Polin said it was important for the Chicagoland community to be able to mourn Goldberg Polin after his funeral in Israel.
It's difficult for an entire community who was supportive to pick up and fly there. And so this was developed as an opportunity for the community to express support as well as to grieve.
While speakers touched on various aspects of Goldberg Polin's life, they all urged those present to continue advocating for the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza. Gunshot detection technology known as ShotSpotter is being dismantled in Chicago. The company named SoundThinking says real-time gunshot alerts ended at midnight on Sunday. The infrastructure for the technology will now start to be taken down. Mayor Brandon Johnson has vowed to veto an ordinance passed by City Council that directs the police superintendent to extend or renew the contract. Johnson calls the ordinance illegal. Here's the city's top attorney, Mary Richardson Lurie, on why.
The thing that passed is in violation of the Separation of Powers Act. Legislative branch cannot compel the executive branch to act.
City council members passed the ordinance just one vote shy of the 34 needed to overturn a mayoral veto. Johnson's veto would be his first, and the first mayoral veto since 2006. Proponents of an Illinois law that bans assault-style weapons say they're confident the law will withstand its most recent legal challenge. Last week, a downstate federal judge heard arguments in a trial over the ban's constitutionality. Heather Weyer-Vaught is an attorney and lobbyist for the law. She says a Seventh Circuit court ruling in this case from last November gives her hope.
Even if the judge finds in favor of the plaintiffs, there'll be an appeal, and that appeal would go to the Seventh Circuit, who has already said that they didn't think the plaintiffs were likely to succeed on the merits.
Since the law took effect nearly 2 years ago, gun rights advocates have filed several lawsuits arguing it violates the Second Amendment. The judge is expected to hand down a ruling in about a month. People packed Logan Square on the city's north side for the fifth annual World Dumpling Festival this weekend. Dumpling fans stood in hour-long lines waiting for cheese-filled pierogies, empanadas, and spring rolls. Harsh Hegde from Lincoln Park got some chicken and pork dumplings he liked.
I like the crispiness outside and the softness inside, as you say. Like, when there's like these black crispy spots on the dumplings and they're when you bite into them, they like make a sound. I like that part of it.
Festival goers could also try their hand at making dumplings by rolling out dough and then filling it with tofu. A few more things you should know today. A study out today from New York University's policing project recommends that Chicago police reduce the number of traffic stops they conduct, so officers have more time to engage in community policing. The report is part of a series looking at different police departments. It was based on one-on-one interviews with Chicagoans and meetings with city officials and police consultants. It describes over-policing and under-protecting in some Chicago neighborhoods, like residents being the frequent target of stops and searches, but slow responses to emergency calls. The White Sox lost their 120th game of the season to the Padres. It was 4-2 in San Diego. The Sox have tied the modern loss record with the 19-62 New York Mets. And the Bears lost to the Colts 21-16. Bears rookie quarterback Caleb Williams completed the first two touchdown passes of his NFL career. Williams was intercepted twice and got sacked four times. The Bears are 2-1. They host the LA Rams next Sunday. Today's weather, the morning will start out cloudy and skies will be overcast by the afternoon. The high will reach the upper 60s. And tomorrow we're expecting thunderstorms and some rain, similar highs in the upper 60s. That's it for now. Later today, Black women in America vote at higher rates than many other groups, yet they're significantly underrepresented in national politics.
Post-Reconstruction, we've had 2 elected Black women senators. And at the gubernatorial level, we've had no Black women governors. Mm. And then we obviously have had no Black women presidents. If you consider the fact that Black women vote more than most Americans, at least for the past 20 years, and if you consider the fact that, in addition, they're really critical to registering people to vote, organizing protests and rallies, fundraising, and a whole number of other kinds of forms of engagement, this is sort of inconsistent with what you would expect from a representation standpoint.
A Northwestern professor explains the difference between symbolic and substantive representation, and why Black women are what she calls, quote, superlative participators in American democracy. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.